理课堂听 class.com。
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 14.
好，我叫蔡文。上一讲结束的时候，我的同事王恩喜告诉你，这个讲座的第二部分由我播讲。从今天起将和你一起学习，我很高兴。John 和 Barbara 呢，还是坚守着岗位。
Hi, and hello, 蔡文。
Welcome to English from Australia.
谢谢 Barbara。谢谢 John。在前面第十讲，你听到 John 和 Barbara 怎样运用数字，怎样计算。今天这一讲，我们还是和数字打交道。我们要学习怎样表示长短、宽窄、高矮、深浅。形容物体的大小，就要用
length
长度
width
宽度
height
高度
depth
深度。好，我们先从大家伙说起。
A ship
一艘船，一艘中国客轮。如果它很长，你可以这样说
It's long。
有多长呢？注意听 John 和 Barbara 的问答。
John, how long is the ship?
200 meters.
这是通常省略的说法。完整句是
It's 200 meters long.
这艘船有200米长。长度的基本单位是
meter.
公尺，米。澳大利亚用的是国际公制米制，所以长度的单位也就是
meter， one meter， meters， 200 meters， it's 200 meters long。
再听一下这艘船的长度，请跟着说。
It's 200 meters long.
你还记得刚才 Barbara 是怎么问一艘船有多长的吗？她是这样说的。
How long is the ship?
你也可以简单的这样问。
How long is it? How long is it?
再听一下，请跟着问。
How long is it? How long is it?
请注意，说英语的外国人常常直接用数字来回答这个问题。
200 meters. 200 meters.
现在请你回答 Barbara 的问题， John 帮你核对，你跟着再说一遍。
How long is it?
200 meters.
这艘船如果进悉尼港，也许就要从横跨悉尼港的那座有名的大桥下面通过。这座桥英语的名称是
The Sydney Harbour Bridge. The Sydney Harbour Bridge.
John, how big is the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Well, I don't know.
Well, how long is it?
Well, let's check.
John 要去查一查悉尼港大桥的长度。他有一本收集了有关世界著名大桥资料的书。
Now, let's see. The Sydney Harbour Bridge is 1,149 meters long, or in round figures.
In round figures.
这个短语的意思是去掉零头后的整数。
In round figures, 1,100 meters.
这句话是说刨去零头是1100米。1100米在口语里常常这样说。
1100 meters. 1100 meters.
In round figures, 1100 meters.
再分句听一听，请跟着说。
In round figures, in round figures, 1100 meters.
再听一下那个问句，请你用整数来回答。
How long is the Sydney Harbour Bridge in round figures?
1100 meters.
那么，中国著名的南京长江大桥有多长呢？在这儿要说明一下，说英语的外国人仍然习惯用长江的旧名字扬子江。
The Yangtze River. The Yangtze River.
Yes, John. What about the Yangtze River Bridge at Nanjing? How long is it?
The Yangtze River Bridge at Nanjing. Let's see. 6,772 meters.Or in round figures, 6,800 meters.
6,800 meters? Really?
Yes. Oh, it's a very long bridge. 6,800 meters.
现在，请你问 John 有关长度的问题，比如南京长江大桥的长度。Barbara 把这座桥的名称简化了，称它为
The Nanjing Bridge. How long is the Nanjing Bridge?
好，下面我们做两个练习，由 Barbara 说桥的名称，你问桥的长度，她帮你核对，你跟着再问一遍，最后听 John 的回答。第一个
The Nanjing Bridge.How long is the Nanjing Bridge?
Six thousand eight hundred meters.
第二个
The Sydney Harbour Bridge. How long is the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
1100 meters.
现在让我们回到中国客轮上来吧。请你用上面的句式问这艘船有多长，由 John 回答。
The Chinese ship. How long is the Chinese ship?
It's 200 meters long.
除了问长度以外，你也可以用
how
这个词来问其他有关宽窄、深浅、高矮的问题。例如，问宽度
，How wide is it? How wide is it?
问深度。
How deep is it? How deep is it?
问高度。
How high is it? How high is it?
如果说到长江， 你可以问在南京的长江有多宽。
How wide is the Yangtze River at Nanjing? How wide is it?
或者问在南京的长江有多深。
How deep is the Yangtze River at Nanjing? How deep is it?
悉尼大桥横跨悉尼港。你也可以用与以上两种句式类似的方法提问。
How wide is Sydney Harbour at the bridge?
How deep is Sydney Harbour at the bridge?
再问流经南京的长江有多宽多深，请跟着问。
How wide is the Yangtze River at Nanjing?
How deep is the Yangtze River at Nanjing?
如果问珠穆朗玛峰的高度呢？说到珠穆朗玛峰，大多数澳大利亚人习惯称为
Mount Everest. Mount Everest.
How high is Mount Everest? How high is Mount Everest?
再听几遍，请照样问。
How high is Mount Everest?
现在，请跟着我们再问几个问题。
How wide is it? How wide is it?
How deep is it?
How high is it?
How long is it?
下面请听一首歌。歌名儿是个问句，大洋有多深？
How deep is the ocean? How high the sky?
这是一首短歌，歌名是
How deep is the ocean?
大洋有多深？这首歌过一会儿还要播放。现在，我们请大家听一段对话，是一位刚学游泳的小 Tim 和他爸爸在游泳池里的对话。Tim 的爸爸在水里让他下来。到游泳池里来，英语是
Get into the pool.Get into the pool.
可是 Tim 的爸爸在口语里把它简化成
Into the pool. Into the pool.
现在让我们听听爷儿俩的对话，也许有些是我们刚才学过的。
Come on, Tim, into the pool.
How deep is it, Dad?
It's about 1 meter here.
One meter?
Come on, Tim, it's not deep.
Well, okay. It's cold.
Now, can you swim across the pool?
How wide is it?
Oh, 30 meters.
Okay, Dad, let's go.
就这样 ,Tim 和他爸爸从这边游到了那边。
Across the pool.Across the pool.
再听一遍爷儿俩的这段话，请仔细的听。一会儿我们还要问你问题呢。
Come on, Tim, into the pool.
How deep is it, Dad?
It's about 1 meter here.
One meter?
Come on, Tim, it's not deep.
Well, okay. It's cold.
Now.Can you swim across the pool?
How wide is it?
Oh, 30 meters.
Okay, Dad, let's go.
好， 现在请你回答 John 的问题， Barbara 帮你核对，你跟着再说一遍。
How deep is the water?
1 meter.
And the pool? How wide is it?
30 meters.
问这类问题，除了用
How long? How high?How wide or how deep?
这样的开头以外，还可以用
What's
这个词。例如，你本来问
How wide is the pool?
你可以换个方式问
What's the width of the pool? What's the width of the pool?
Width.Width.
这个词的最后一个音要注意。
Width. Width.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Width.
好，再听一遍上面的问句，请跟着问。
What's the width of the pool?
这种问句的格式同样也适用于其他类似的问题，比如问
How deep is the pool?
也可以改成这样
What's the depth of the pool? Depth. Depth.
再听一遍这个问题，请跟着问，注意 depth 这个词的最后一个音。
What's the depth of the pool?
如果要问
How long is the pool?
也可以改成这样
What's the length of the pool? Length. Length.
再听一遍，请跟着问
What's the length of the pool?
如果要问
How high is Mount Everest?
也可以改成
What's the height of Mount Everest? Height. Height.
再听一遍，请跟着问。
What's the height of Mount Everest?
好，让我们再到游泳池那儿去看看。提姆现在可劲头十足了。他刚才是横着从游泳池的这边游到那边。现在他想顺着游泳池从浅水这头游到深水那头去。英语是这么说
To swim the length of the pool. The length of the pool.
再请你学下面的短语
The other end.
那一头
The other end. The other end.
现在我们再看看游泳池里的情况怎么样。
What's the length of the pool, Dad?
Oh, 50 meters.
Come on then, Dad. Let's swim to the other end.
Right.
于是，爷儿俩从这头开始游。游到半截儿 ，Tim 累了，游不动了。可这儿的水深。都已经没顶了，怎么办呢？请你先学一个句子。
I can't touch the bottom.
意思是，我都踩不着游泳池的底儿了。
I can't touch the bottom.
好，让我们听听游泳池里发生什么事情了。
Dad, stop! Wait, Dad, I can't touch the bottom.I can't. That's the bottom. It's too deep.
Okay, Tim. I'm here. It's all right.
It's deep at this end, Dad. How deep is it?
It's about 2 meters here. Come on. Let's have a rest.
得 ，Tim 没法从这头游到那头，他想站起来，水太深了，够不到底儿。他爸爸赶紧过来帮忙。我们再听一遍这两段。
What's the length of the pool, Dad?
Oh, 50 meters.
Come on then, Dad. Let's swim to the other end.
Right.
Dad, stop. Wait, Dad, I can't touch the bottom. Dad, I can't touch the bottom. It's too deep.
Okay, Tim.I'm here. It's all right.
It's deep at this end, Dad. How deep is it?
It's about 2 meters here. Oh, come on. Let's have a rest.
下面再说一下游泳池的长度、宽度、深度。请记住这些数字。待会儿要问你问题。
It's 50 meters long.
It's 30 meters wide.
It's 2 meters deep at the deep end.
最后这句话的意思是，水深的一头是2米。好，现在请简单的回答 John 的问题，只说多少米就行。Barbara 帮你核对，你接着再说一遍。
What's the length of the pool?
50 meters.
How wide is the pool?
30 meters.
How deep is the pool at the deep end?
2 meters.
How deep is the ocean?
好，到现在为止，我们已经学了怎样表达长度、高度等等。例如，悉尼港大桥的长度，珠穆朗玛峰的高度。
What's the height of Mount Everest? What's its height?
那么，人的身高该怎么说、怎么问呢？你可以这样问。
What's his height? What's her height?
如果直接问对方的身高，你可以说
What's your height? What's your height? John, what's your height?
I'm 170 centimeters.
John 的身高是1.70米。
170 centimeters.
有一点很重要，需要注意。如果你用比较普通的问法问人的身高，开头用
how
这个词，那么后面就要加
tall。tall。John, how tall are you?
如果用这个问句
how high is it?
那么问的是楼房或者山的高度。而不是人的身高了。问人的身高应该这么问。
How tall is he? How tall is she?
你如果直接问对方的身高，最普通的问法是
How tall are you?
你向 John 问这个问题。
How tall are you, John?
170 centimeters.
Barbara 的身高是多少呢？你自己问她。
How tall are you, Barbara?
I'm 160 centimeters. Or sometimes I'm 165.
怎么回事？他说他1.60米，可有的时候又是1.65米。
Sometimes 165, Barbara. What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I wear high-heeled shoes. Then I'm 165 centimeters.
哦，明白了。他穿上高跟鞋是1.65米，比不穿的时候高了5厘米。
Sometimes I'm 165 centimeters.
And how tall are you today?
Today I'm 160 centimeters.
不用说了， Barbara 今天准没穿高跟鞋。我再提醒您，问别人的身高有两种问法。
How tall are you?
What's your height?
顺便说明一点，你前面听到的 John 的这句话。
What do you mean? What do you mean?
这句话在口语里很有用，用来要求别人把话说清楚些。下面的对话和刚才你听到的差不多，也用了这句话。
How tall are you, Barbara?
I'm 160 centimeters, usually.
Usually? What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I wear high heels, then I'm 165 centimeters.
Barbara 解释说，穿上高跟鞋，她就高一些。可见，要是你问
What do you mean?
那就是你要对方把有关的情况解释清楚。
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I wear high heels. Then I'm 165 centimeters.
再听两遍这个有用的问句，请跟着问。
What do you mean?
How deep is the ocean?
听完《大洋有多深》这首歌，我们可以结束这次有关大小尺寸的讲课了。今天你听的是第14讲
Our 14th program。
下一讲我们要学怎样表达所属关系。好，再会。
Goodbye。
How far is the journey?Cry.